Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Our good friend Jason Bozer joining us once again, outstanding guide in the Grand Rapids area. And Jason, as a guide, you're out there trying to get fish biting for your clients. Usually you want to go after walleyes, but sometimes they're just not going to bite. What is your number one go-to when the walleyes aren't going?
That can be kind of tough. I guess our number one would probably be the perch. They like the table fare. Perch is good eating. And the other thing is, I think it's a little different and different times of the year. Once you get to the end of August, we'll go after crappies and stuff first because they start bending out in the deep water. And we'll actually go to them first and then the walleyes, just because you'll know if the crappies are biting right away. So it's like, well, let's go try them. But in the midsummer, when you're looking for the walleyes and they ain't biting, well, we'll go up in them rock piles and real shallow in the shallower weeds, and we'll look for perch and try to jig them out of there. Or else, another thing is the northerns. A lot more people are liking them northerns. You can put on a shad wrap or a rattling wrap. I like them Rapala rattling wraps, and cruise that weed line for them northerns, and it can be some real nice fun action. Between them two, in the summer, the perch and the northern. But in the fall, it's a lot of the panfish, the crappies and the sunnies. People like going after them when they're out in that deep water. So that would be number two in that time of the season.
One of the things is, if you can get people off the idea that walleyes are the only fish you can eat, bluegills are delicious, crappies are delicious, as you noted, northerns are delicious. All of our game fish really are pretty tasty.
Really, they are. I tend to shy away from the bass more than anything. I'm not much of a bass eater. But the five you mentioned right there, I mean, that's some of the best eating fish that there are. People will disagree with the bass thing too, but I don't know.
Hey, I'm with you on that one.
I've had them all different times of the year. I've had them all different ways, and I haven't found one that really thrills me yet. So
let's talk a little bit about northern. I think the thing that scares people away from northern, they're very bony, and it's hard to get the bones out, at least for the layman. I know there are guys, and you're probably one that knows the tricks to do that. There are a couple of techniques you can do to make that a little easier process, aren't there?
Yeah, I do the one where you have the straight fillet out. You fillet just like a walleye, and you take the ribs out. Right on top of the rib cage, there's another bone, and you know how your rib cage goes down to your belly? The bone up on top there curves up to the top of the fish. So there's YouTube videos out there. There's how-to things and everything, but the main thing is to get that little piece of bone out of there. You don't know how many people I've had in the boat who will sit there and tell me how they hate northerns, and then I give them a northern, and they're like, wow, really good. It's like, well, yeah. But you know what else gets people? That bone's a big thing, but it's also the slime.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a northern, they're slimy, and they kind of stink. Where a walleye, when you pick up a walleye or a perch, their scales tend to be a little more rough. So you can pick them up, and I think that has a little bit to do with it, too.
When I was a kid, I'd go out fishing with my grandpa and grandma, and they'd run across guys who, just nothing but northerns. I had to throw them all back, and they would be furious because they love northerns.
Oh, exactly. I will have to admit, I used to be one of them guys who wouldn't even let a northern in my boat many, many years ago. 30 years ago, I was fishing Mille Lacs all the time, and I never liked them northerns either. Once I learned to clean them, started eating them, I actually will probably pick a piece of northern over the walleye 9 times out of 10 when I'm doing a shore lunch.
When you're out guiding and you're trying to make a decision whether you need to shift to another species for the day, how long do you give walleyes to get going?
It kind of depends. If I'm seeing fish on my locator and I can't get them to go, I'll tend to stay a little longer. I never put a minute, hour time or nothing like that on them. But if I'm cruising the humps or something or running spinners in the weed line and stuff, if I ain't seeing much, I might only give it an hour. Then I might go try a few different places. But if you're working a good half a day and you ain't got no walleye, it's time to go. You either go to a different lake or I'll try a different species. You can't just try one spot and, well, they're not biting, and go try something else. We'll try a couple different presentations, a couple different spots. Give her a good amount of time before we would just say, we got to do something different.
I would assume some of it has to do with clientele. Some guys might be very patient and really want to go for walleye and be willing to wait it out. Others might have a lot of kids and aren't as patient.
That's right. Yeah, some people have zero patience. If you ain't got them, it's really hard to keep them in control for more than like a half hour on a spot. You just got to try it. You'll know, because if you have the confidence that things are going to go, then you got to try to calm them down. But then sometimes, you know, when that happens, you kind of tend to lose your confidence a little bit too, and you get a little rammy. It can be a challenge. I have really good clients. Yeah. Most of them, if you tell them, well, this ain't working. If they're the walleye guys, that means we're going to a different lake. That's all there is to it. You can't make something happen. You got to go. But if they want to go try something else, then that makes it easy. You can stay on the same lake and go look for the northerns or the perch and that kind of stuff. You're right. It matters a lot, your clientele and you know what kind of day it is out there, too.
Fishing can make you feel really good about yourself, and it can make you really feel bad about yourself,
yeah,
too.
Real quick, too.
Yeah. Well, Jason, if people are interested in using your services to fish walleyes or anything, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can look at our website at mnfishandpros.com or give me a holler at 218-244-2517.
Grand Rapids area guy Jason Boser joining me today on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Thanks again, Jason. Always appreciate having you on.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin.